نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Yesterday we did the dua of Yusuf alayhi salam, where after he had welcomed his family into Egypt, he said, "Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin." Ya Allah, take my life as a Muslim and make me from amongst those who are pious. Today we're going to look at Musa alayhi salam. Now Musa alayhi salam, he grows up in Egypt, and he's from the progeny or from the family of Yusuf alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, from the Bani Israel. Yusuf alayhi salam had invited his family from Palestine. They came to stay in Egypt and they lived there for 400 years. And during this 400 years, initially, they were favored by the ruler of Egypt at the time because Yusuf alayhi salam had a high position. But over time, they lost this favor with the kings. And over time, they became a subjugated population. And by the time that Musa alayhi salam was born 400 years later, now the Israelite people were seen as foreigners in the land of Egypt. And they were taken to be slaves. And they were treated in a very menial way. Now, before Musa alayhi salam, in between Yaqub alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam, there are no other anbiya that are mentioned in the Quran besides one, which is Shu'ayb alayhi salam. Shu'ayb alayhi salam was sent to the people of Madian. And some people say, some ulama mention that he was just after Lut alayhi salam, meaning close to Ibrahim alayhi salam. And others mention that he is the father-in-law of Musa alayhi salam. So as we'll see in the story. So Musa alayhi salam, he grows up, he's born, and Pharaoh, the Firaun, who is identified with Ramses the second in the Egyptian record, he hears that a child has been born who will result in the downfall of his kingdom. So he executes a royal decree that all male children from the Israelites should be killed and only the females should be spared. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this in the Quran. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala devises a way where Musa alayhi salam's mother puts him into a basket, puts him into the Nile, and Fir'aun and his wife, they come across Musa alayhi salam, they adopt him. Musa alayhi salam is in the royal family. Musa alayhi salam grows up inside the royal court. And once he is older, an incident occurs where he strikes a man and he kills a man by mistake. And he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him. But because of that, he now has to flee Egypt. Because someone warns him that the higher ups are plotting against you, you need to leave Egypt. So he leaves Egypt and he makes his way to Madian, which is a long journey into Jordan. And when he gets there, he marries a woman there. And some say that this woman's father is Shu'ayb alayhi salam. And he works for him for 10 years. And when he's on his way back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best where he was going. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to him now in what is known as Mount Sinai in the burning bush. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commissions him now as a messenger to Fir'aun. So this is the point where Musa alayhi salam realizes that there is this very tyrannical leader, Ramses II. He kills children like it's nothing. He took me in. I killed someone, and he is after me. I'm a fugitive. I'm on the run. And now it's my duty to go to him and tell him that all of the things you've been saying about you being God and worshipping this and worshipping that, it's all wrong. You are wrong. Your entire understanding of the world is wrong. I have to go and tell him that. Despite being a wanted man, I need to do this. So it's a very difficult task that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in front of Musa alayhi salam. And Musa alayhi salam recognizes this. But the ulama mentioned before he explains to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, we are afraid. That I'm afraid if I go to him, he's going to do this or he's going to do that. Before that, the ulama explained, he makes this dua. And this dua is a sign of him accepting this task from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this task easy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, go to Fir'aun, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا, speak to him softly, speak to him nicely, this is Fir'aun. And then Musa alayhi salam, the ulama mentioned, the first thing he says is this dua. And he says, it's a dua that we're all familiar with. He says, رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي, Ya Allah, expand for me my chest. And what this means is that sometimes before a person goes to speak to someone, especially if they are afraid, all of these thoughts come in their mind, the emotions are holding them back, they're not sure what to say, they end up stumbling in their speech. So here, Musa alayhi salam makes a dua, رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي, Ya Allah, clear my mind, make me free from all of these thoughts that hold me back. وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي, make this matter easy for me. And وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي, remove any impediment that may be in my speech. And the ulama explained that perhaps Musa alayhi salam had a lisp or some issue, but the dua still applies to anyone, that sometimes even if we're mentally clear about what to say, but we don't, the right words don't come on our tongue. So Musa alayhi salam says, وَحْلُ الْعُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. And the reason why I want all of these things and to be able to explain well is not so that I can draw people to myself or to get fame or anything. It's so that these people will understand my speech and I can deliver the message of, that you want me to deliver to them. And so Musa alayhi salam makes this dua. It's a very powerful dua. It's an all-encompassing dua which we can make not only if we're doing public speaking, but if we are explaining to someone something difficult, we have to break difficult news, we have to explain a difficult decision, then we make this dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah will allow us to explain it in the right way using the right words. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.